Perek Yud Ches, Mishnah Yud. Asar Mekomis, there are 10 places in Behem Mishim Medargoyim that do not have the Gezerah of being Medargoyim and do not have the Tamei status. Ohalei Ho'arviyim, tents of the Arabs. Those are temporary tents that would actually they would wander within the desert. So being that they're temporary, they wouldn't tend to bury things under these tents. So V'hasukais, or a guard's hut, V'hatzerifin, or a teepee, which is a temporary type of a dwelling, so they also would not bury there. V'haburganim, or a area which was like a temporary edifice which was put up in the field to dry fruits out, or to protect the fruits that were being harvested from the sun or from the rain. V'ha'alketiyos, and summer porches. This is an area where people would sit on in the summer to protect themselves from the sun. Ubeis shar, and the entrance to a courtyard, where often they'd have a guard there or someone sitting there. V'avira shel chatzer, an open courtyard as well, was not used for burial. V'hamerchatz, in a bathhouse. U'mekoy machitzim, in the place where they store a city's weapons, the arsenal. That too is not a place where they would tend to bury babies, fetuses. U'mekoyim haligyonos, or the place where the soldiers would park themselves. For example, the barracks of the army, all of these places were places that they tended not to bury fetuses. All of them would be tahar. Salak Meseches Ohalos.
We are now beginning the next Meseches in Seder Taris, Meseches Negoyim. I'd like to dedicate the study of these Mishnayos to the memory, the Ze'ili Neshama of Rebbe Umari Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal, who passed away just a few weeks ago. Negoyim deals with the topics discussion in Parshas Tazri and Mitzora with certain types of plagues. And there are three major categories of these plagues. First is Nigi Odom, which constitute a number of different types of plagues in a person. Second, these refer to as Saras, which is translated loosely as leprosy. But these are plagues brought about by a spiritual defect and require a purification. The second are Nigi Begodim, discolorations, plagues of garments. And the third, at the end, near the end of Parshas Mitzora, the next Parsha, after already the cleansing of the man who becomes a Mitzora, the Nige Adam, the Torah discusses the Nige Batim. And by the Nige Batim, the statements of Chazal, down Rashi and Chumash, that the Amorites knew that Am Yisrael were going to conquer the land of Israel, so they buried their treasures in the foundations of their houses. And later, when the Jews came to the land of Israel, and they had a house, and the house became leprous and had to be destroyed in the last stage, when no cure was working, and the Kohen had ordered the house destroyed, they would find in the ruins of the house tremendous treasure. So just as there, by Nigi Batim, there was treasure to be gained through the plague, so too by Nigi Begodim, Nigi Adam, particularly by Nigi Adam, where a person is forced to experience a sense of isolation and then go through purification. During the isolation, he warns people not to come near him, Tomei, Tomei, Yikra, that the he rises, he understands that Chazal say that Mitzora is a contraction of Motzi Shemra, someone who speaks falsely, speaks badly about somebody else. And this is a person with a character flaw, a defect, a Tzoris Ayin, and the Torah is coming to help him purify and grow through the process of Negoim, of Tzoras. The first Mishnah in Maseches Negoim, Mishnah Aleph, which we'll do now, Maris Negoim Shnayim Shein Arba. the Mishnah jumps right into the basic Nigei Adam, that there are four colorations, Maris Negoyim, the appearance of the plague, are two, which are, have two subcategories, which make them four, Shnayim, Shein, Arba. We've had the concept of Tolda, of an oven Tolda, in Shabbos, Avos Melochus, and Toldos Melochus, in Nezikin, Bovakama, Avos Nezikin, Toldos Nezikin. And here too, we have two major Avos of Negoyim and their Toldos. The Torah says, and I would suggest it's advisable to keep a Chumash open to Tazria when we're doing Nigei Adam, and later on to Mitzorah. The Torah says in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Beis, Odom Kiyeh Be'or Bisoro, Se'es O Sopachas O Beheres. A Se'es, which is a type of Nega, O Sopachas. The word Sopachas really means an addendum, something tofil, something which is secondary. And that's what we learn out the Toldos from. O Beheres, or a bright spot. Bo'oi Be'or Bisoro Le'Nega Tzoras. And will be in the skin of his flesh as a plague of leprosy. Vahuva el Aaron Kohen, and be brought to Aaron the priest. Well, echad mi banov haKohanim, to one of the sons of Kohanim. This is very important because all the laws of paskening on Saras, who can mitahir, who was through the process of seeing the mitzora or the beged or the bias, is a Kohen, only a Kohen. So the Mishnah says, Mar Snegoyim Ashnayim Shehen Arba. There are two Mar Snegoyim, this Ace, and I also want to mention that Rashi and Chumash mentions it several times. When you speak about three-dimensional coloring, that which is brightest looks deepest, and that which is dimmer or darker appears higher. So this Ace, Seis is the language of elevation, of height. So this Ace would be the dimmest of the whites. We're talking about whites colors now. And the Beheres is the brightest. And this Ace and the Beheres is a Sapachas. That's how the Rav learns. And the Tosus Yom Tov, the Tosus Yom Tov brings down a Brisa in Toras Kohanim, in the Medrash Tanoim Halacha on Sefer Vayikra. And there's another limud. Here we learn the limud from the fact that the sapachas is mentioned between seis and beheres, so it goes in both. There's one sapachas for seis, and there's one sapachas for beheres. However, in Torah's Kohanim, it says the following. Seis, zu seis, in the pasuk that we just read, and beheres, zu beheres. Sapachas, zu sheni le beheres. Sapachas goes in beheres, it's secondary to beheres. Umara Hanega Amok Sheni Lesais. In a different pasuk, it mentions the fact that the Mara, the appearance of the Nega, is deeper than the skin, is Sheni Lesais, Adkan. That's the language of the Torah's Kohanim. So Torah's Kohanim has a different understanding of where we derive the Toldos. But the Avos, the two major colors, are Beheres, Azuk, Sheleg. And the Tanakama, who is Rebbe Meir, as we'll see in a moment, and Shnilo, it's Tolda, it's secondary, it's Apachas, is Kesid Ahechel, is like the Sid, the whitewashing of the Hechel, of the part of the Beis HaMikdash that was past the Ulam, past the entrance after the Azor. There's an entry area called the Ulam, and then you go into the Kodesh, and after the Kodesh is the Kodesh Kedoshim. We're talking about the Heichel is the Kodesh, and around Pesach time, before Pesach, every year they would whitewash in a very bright limestone, they would whitewash the walls. So again, the Beheres is Azuk Sheleg, like brilliant white snow. Shnilo is Kesida Heichel. Rabbi Meir holds that the its Tolda is like the Sida Heichel, is like the whitewash of the Heichel of the Kodesh. V'haseis, the Seis, the second of, according to Rabbi Meir, is Kekrum Beitza, is like the membrane of an egg, and Shnilah Kitsemir Lovan. But it's what it's bright. It's secondary. Secondary nega is brighter than it is. It's like semer lovan, like the wool, white wool. And before she explained, of a sheep when the day it was born, right after the sheep, the wool is washed. It's very very white. And divi Rebbe Meir, but Chachamim Amrim, Haseis itself is Katsimir Lovan, and Shnia Lo is Kukrum Beitz, that the Seis itself is like Semir Lovan, and its Tolda is Krum Beitz. In other words, they switch around by Seis. Rebbe Meir holds Seis is Krum Beitz, and its Shnia is Semir Lovan, and the Chachamim who we Paskin like hold that it's the Seis itself, the Ov is Semir Lovan, and its Shnia Lo is Kukrum Beitz. What's the Nafgamina? What's the consequence that comes out of this? According to the Rav, and most Meforshim, it's a Din in Seiruf. The size of a nega has to be kagris. Kagris comes up in Hilchus Nida by Ksamim, by a woman who's not the Nida, but she's a stain. So the Chazal say if she didn't have any of these simonim of Nidus, and she sees a stain, and the stain is up to kagris, a little bit more perhaps than the gris, but it's contemporary posts speak either in terms of depending how strict they are, a dime, which is the most strict, a penny or even a nickel, that's considered to be the result of not of any bleeding from the woman, but from bed bugs, from acholes, from insects that left their blood there. They were squeezed and bled there. So if you didn't have a gris of one and you need to combine, you had with two different white colors. So the halacha, the way the Rav learns, is like this. The two avos, the se'es and the baheres, they combine with each other to form this gris to make the person be susceptible to the laws of Negoim. And we'll see what those laws are. Each of with its nega, pachas, with its toldo, with its secondary white, combines to form a gris. Now, each of, however, with the toldo of the other of, will not combine, and the two toldos will not combine. So, according to everyone, the Baheres Azuk Sheleg will combine with the Sidda Hechel. The only Machlokus is by the Se'es. So according to the Chachamim, the Baheres will combine with Semer Lovin, which is also the Yav. It won't combine with the Krum Beitza. And the Krum Beitza and the Sidda Hechel won't combine with each other. According to Rebbe Meir, the Azuk Kishel of the Baheres will combine with Krum Beitza and will not combine with the Semer Lovin. So that's the difference, whether the what the Sidda Hechel can combine with the whether it's with the according to Rebbe Meir, with the Krum Beitza, and according to the Chachamim, it's with the Tzemer Lovin. Now, the Rambam has an entirely different explanation. The Rambam says, and this is the Rambam that the Rav refers to in Mishnah Gimel, which we'll have tomorrow, in tomorrow's year. The Rambam is in Perik Aleph, in near the end of Halacha Gimel, in beginning of in the first chapter of Tumas Saras. The Rambam says that all of the colors, the four colors mentioned in the Mishnah, the Lovin Kesheleg, the Sidda Hechel, the Krum Beitza, and the lovin, the white like the semer lovin, the wool of a newborn baby lamb, they all combine. They all combined. So if that's the case, what's the, you know, what's the dimensional for these things? They all combine. So im kain, the Rambam says, lama minoum chachamim. Why did the chachamim count them as separate and point out that they're omru maros the goyim shtayim shin arba? Why did they phrase this mission in the way they phrased it? So he explains, k'dei lohavin b'maros, so we'll understand the various colors of white. And this, the Rambam says, is a din in the Kohen. Shekol Kohen, any Kohen, she'enu makir hamaros, ushmosehem, who doesn't recognize the maros and their names, k'shemolandi moso, umodi moso, even if they teach him and inform him, lo yira hanegi, he's not permitted to go and see a nega, atshiyovin, until he gets it through his head, understands, viyakir, viyumar zuhi habaheres, zuhi asapacha, zuhi asais, vizuhi sapachton. This is the seisness sapachton. So according to the Rambam, they all combine. And the only reason why the Mishnah lists four, because it's din in the Kohen, that the Kohen to be eligible to paskin on Saras has to be able to know the difference between these four shades of white.